This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day as a deadlock continued over the issue of Special Intensive Division, SIR, of electoral rolls in several states and union territories. The House witnessed two adjournments before being finally adjourned for the day, following the opposition's demand for discussion on the SIR issue. Rajya Sabha has also adjourned for the day after completing its scheduled business. When the Lok Sabha met after the second adjournment at 2 p.m., the opposition members again trooped into the well, raising slogans against the SIR. Despite the repeated appeal by the presiding officer, the oppositions continued with the protests leading to adjournment of the House for the day. Earlier, when the Lok Sabha assembled at 12 noon after the first adjournment, the opposition members including Congress, DMK, TMC and others trooped into the well, pressing for the demand. Parliamentary Affairs Mr. Kiran Rijiju appealed to the opposition MPs not to disrupt the House proceedings. He said the government is ready to discuss any issue in the House.
I'm going to engage leader of opposition's different political parties. It may be formally, informally, but ultimately it will come to you, sir, formally once we start the process of some consultation. Now the problem starts when you start questioning the time. Everything cannot be mechanical. In parliamentary democracy, we have to engage in dialogue. We have to engage in discussion. There are many issues in the country. You should not undermine one issue and take up another issue. All the issues are important.
As the opposition continued with his slogan hearing, the presiding officer adjourned the House till 2 p.m. In the Rajya Sabha, when the House assembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju reiterated that the government is ready for discussion related to further electoral reforms which the opposition parties are demanding. Leader of the opposition in the House, Mallikarjun Kharge, said discussion on SIR issue may be taken on a priority basis under the Rule 267. Later, the House discussed the Manipur Goods and Services Tax, Second Amendment Bill 2025, and returned it. The bill seeks to amend the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Act 2017. It will replace the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Second Amendment Ordinance 2025, which was promulgated in October this year. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. After passing the bill, the Rajya Sabha took up special mention under which members raised the issues of urgent importance. After completing the business, the chair adjourned the House for the day. Earlier when the House assembled at 11 a.m., Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan welcomed the parliamentary delegation of Georgia to India. He said the visit will strengthen the bilateral relation between India and Georgia. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the government has repeatedly requested the opposition for smooth functioning and discussion in the House. Union Minister of Communications Jyotiraditya Scindia said the Sanchar Sathi app has been introduced for curbing misuse of telecom resources for cyber frauds and ensuring telecom cyber security. Speaking to reporters outside Parliament, Mr. Scindia clarified that Sanchar Sathi app can be deleted from the mobile phone if anybody wants, and it is up to the users whether to keep it installed or not. He reiterated that it is the government's duty to help the consumers and ensure their safety. Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal, Manoj Kumar Agarwal, in a letter to the District Election Officers, DOs, has clarified that all the enumeration forms available with the booth-level officers, BLOs, are present to be digitized by today. Forms collected from tomorrow onwards will have to be digitized on a daily basis. Those forms which will not be handed over to the BLOs will be classified as uncollectible. The CEO also said booths which were marked as sensitive in the last election will be kept in focus for carrying out checks. Indian Railways is operating 7 special trains between Kanyakumari, Chennai, Coimbatore and Banaras to facilitate large-scale participation in the Kashi Tamil Sangamam 4.0. The Minister of Railways said these trains are ensuring seamless travel, comfortable long-distance connectivity and timely arrivals for participants attending the multi-day cultural immersion program. The centre government has released 240.80 crore rupees fund to the state of Punjab under the State Disaster Response Fund, SDRF, to deal with the natural calamity. And that is the end of this news bulletin.